So, I think what can happen is we can start focusing a lot on the outcomes that we're seeing. But of course, it's, as Jason says, it's our vibration that is sort of causing or creating, if you like. We are co-creators, and we are creating our life experience according to the vibration of our thoughts, of our feelings. And so we're tending to see outside of us what it is that we're actually giving off, if you like, from inside of us. And it's very easy to get caught up in the outside and in the outcomes that we're seeing, but in fact, the place to change it is on the inside, through our thoughts, through our feelings, through the subconscious mind. And as you say, we often end up taking things for granted, doing things naturally, doing things as a matter of rote, doing things because we've always done them that way, because it's the habit. And there's that, you know, that truism, which I guess is becoming a cliche now, but if you carry on doing what you've always done, you're going to get the results that you've always got. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different outcome. And it's our habits that we need to start investigating. You know, how do we habitually look at ourselves? How do we habitually look at other people? You know, there are people or events that we can think, oh, that's always a complete pain. But in fact, it's usually reflecting some aspect of ourselves that we need to start to own, that we need to start to integrate within ourselves. And if we can use what we see outside of us as a mirror to help us to learn more about who we are, then we progress much more rapidly down that path of enlightenment, which, as Jason so rightly points out, is about integration of all those aspects of ourselves. I think on a more kind of pragmatic, practical level, start looking at why you do what you do. And if you don't like the results you're getting, then you're going to need to change something about what you're doing. And often it's about breaking out of our fear, breaking out of our comfort zone. Because what seemed like a really exciting goal when we were younger probably is the very same thing that's trapping us now as we're getting older, because we're growing out of it in the same way that a plant starts to grow out of its pot. And we do need to keep reevaluating where we are, where we're going, what our vision and our purpose is for our lives, so that we become whole, creative beings rather than just human doings, because we are here to be.